Hey folks, how you doing? Andy.
Had to let them do the plug, huh? Sorry about that. Andy Kimball here. Listen to this. I made this up myself. Tell me what you think. Well, folks, it appears that our platform here, Block Talk Radio, is having some issues. I don't know if you just heard all that static. I got a call in. I couldn't even direct connect through the program I utilized to do this. So Amanda is not on board. Cornell is not here. We got some issues, it looks like, on the Internet delivery system side of our show, which is going to really hamper my ability to do anything right now. So I'm like, the hell with it. You know,
TIJ の joke だったんです.
Yeah, damn it. I can't not mention my wife. My wife's doing great, by the way. Doing wonderful. Happily married guy here, you know? Well, I've got you. It's wonderful here to have Amanda's my internet wife and then a wife in California. We never did meet, Amanda and I, in Cornell. We've been doing the show for 2.5 years, just under 500 episodes, hundreds of thousands, literally close to 200,000 followers and listeners. And that number blasted off like crazy over the past couple of weeks. It's unbelievable. So we do enjoy what we do here on the Andy and Amanda Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you're tuning in live, give us a holler, 515-605-9888. Let me know that you hear this okay, because right now I'm showing a very weak signal, but that doesn't mean it is. You might be on board here. I don't know. Anyway, so what does one do? You know, this is just, unless it's just my imagination.
He's either drinking too much or he's taking some pills.
I don't know. No, I don't think
he'd probably go out and screw off on that.
Be that way. Yeah.
But the fellow is, he's on the sauce, isn't that it?
Gosh, no respect. You know what I'm saying? We reach out and have interviews and get comments from people who are with us and people who are no longer with us. Only on the Andy and Amanda Show here. Live from L.A. and U.K. Well, not right now. Well, we are live right now, but this is we normally have such a blast on our Friday show, and I'm frustrated because I'm having internet connection problems. Oh, what's a mother to do? You know what I mean? I don't know.
I just read the most amazing paragraph about socialism by David Bentley Hart, and you have to hear this. Americans are, of course, the most thoroughly and passively indoctrinated people on earth. They know next to nothing, as a rule, about their own history, or the histories of other nations, or the histories of the various social movements that have risen and fallen in the past. And they certainly know little or nothing of the complexities and contradictions comprised within words like socialism and capitalism. Chiefly, what they have been trained not to know or even suspect is that in many ways they enjoy far fewer freedoms and suffer under a more intrusive centralized state than do citizens of countries with more vigorous social democratic institutions. This is at once the most comic and most tragic aspect of the excitable alarm that talk of social democracy or democratic socialism can elicit on these shores. An enormous number of Americans have been persuaded to believe that they are freer in the abstract than, say, Germans or Danes, precisely because they possess far fewer freedoms in the concrete. They are far more vulnerable to medical and financial crisis, far more likely to receive inadequate health coverage, far more prone to irreparable solvency, far more unprotected against predatory creditors, far more subject to income inequality, and so forth, while effectively paying more in tax when one figures in federal, state, local, and sales tax, and then compounds those by all the expenditures that in this country, as almost nowhere else, their taxes do not cover. One might think that a people who once rebelled against the mightiest empire on earth on the principle of no taxation without representation would not meekly accept taxation without adequate government services. But we accept what we have become used to, I suppose. Even so, one has to ask, what state apparatus in the free world could be more powerful and tyrannical than the one that taxes its citizens while providing no substantial civic benefits in return, solely in order to enrich a piratically overinflated military-industrial complex and to ease the tax burdens on the immensely wealthy? That is from Commonweal Magazine, and the article is titled Three Cheers for Socialism.
Capitalism isn't failing, huh? We have one of the highest infant mortality rates. We have one of the lowest life expectancies of developed countries, to the point that we don't even make the top 20. Yet we spend more on healthcare than anyone else. We do, however, hold the top spot for most incarcerations by far, and we're number one for gun violence. And this could be linked to our failing education system, in which we have some of the lowest literacy and numeracy rates.
Is that it?
Oh no, there's more. Millennials and Gen Z are the most educated generation, and according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, we're also the most productive and work the longest hours. Yet we are paid less than previous generations at the same age. There's a reason why millennials and Gen Z are losing faith in capitalism. Is this the American exceptionalism we were sold on?
They keep promising dragons, but all I get are more floppy wieners in my face.
You have more opportunity in America. You just have to work for it.
Well, now hold the phone there, Skipper.
20% of children in the U.S. live in poverty. And if you spend 7 years or more in poverty, you only have a 13% chance of escaping. And that's not a 13% chance of becoming upper class or even middle upper class. That's a 13% chance of escaping poverty. So flat out, that's 20% of the future generation, or 11.6 million people with a little bit more than a 1 out of 10 chance of actually being able to support themselves without government assistance.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Sure, we'll go with that. The income level of the lower and middle class has changed very little. Meanwhile, the top 5% have seen theirs explode. Studies have shown America is essentially an oligarchy, and the interest of citizens is barely represented in Congress. But no, capitalism hasn't collapsed yet, because Americans are so indoctrinated into it and sold on the idea of American exceptionalism that, like Worf from Star Trek, we'd rather die with the ship than change course.
Perhaps today is a good day to die. Prepare for running speed!
The truth is, though, that the course we are on isn't sustainable, and it will eventually collapse. But to stop that, we would first need to acknowledge that the problem exists. And well, because of bootlickers, I'm just not optimistic about that.
A 5-second Google search will take you to Sweden's tax brackets. At 80 grand a year salary, you pay 40.6%, which means you take home roughly $47,000. And you get free daycare, free health care, free college, paid parental leave when you have a baby for months, 4 weeks guaranteed paid vacation no matter what job you work, and a host of other things. And when you do all the math in America between your federal taxes and Social Security and Medicare and state taxes and sales taxes, you pay pretty much the same amount and you get nothing.
Who am I? Why am I here?
Wish, and I guess men sometimes don't know what to say.
It will be a woman.
This issue is under investigation.
You like to dress up like a woman?
Secret is to enjoy it.
My memory is not as good.
Number 303 330 330 or 303 330.
lowlife of talking this way about this country. You're a contemptible lowlife of talking this way.
We'll be right back.
Jackson Brown, Road Meets Sky, here on the Andy and Amanda Show, Blog Talk Radio. I don't know about you folks, but to me, just from what I'm hearing here, an awful lot of static coming through on that tune, and I apologize if that's the case. I guess when we go back and take a listen, if it's as bad as I think it is, we're not even going to make this a podcast. This is just going to be a one-and-done deal here on Blog Talk Radio. We have some issues. I couldn't even direct connect to the show, as I usually do. Amanda's not on the show. So there are some issues with our provider to do the Andy and Amanda Show. As a matter of fact, without any direct offense to Block Talk Radio, which they deserve it, we're probably going to find another provider or another way to do this show. So stand by, including I might add, some possibilities right now of obtaining a broadcast radio contract for Coast to Coast and the Andy Demand Show, which might happen via satellite, which would be our preferred, or a broadcast radio network in the United States and still connect the United States with the UK because we are the only show that does that. So stand by. Some things are in the works right now to take this show to the next level and getting us off Blog Talk. And Blog Talk has been wonderful to get us off the ground, get us started. We couldn't do it without them. Especially having all the phone lines and the switchboard and the whole nine yards. Everything we have is equivalent to what we have in a regular on the air in a broadcast station. And I believe that the Blog Talk is the only platform that allows that. There's other internet services. You can go to radio.co or com or whatever. There's some other platforms, but you have to, you know, one microphone and you, and you play music or whatever. But we have a live call-in show with phone lines and the ability to play audio clips and so much more that Blog Talk provides, and we're very grateful and appreciative for what they've done. There have been some hiccups and a few major ones along the way, but few major ones here and there. You know, we have over almost 500 episodes. I can count the amount of major hiccups on less than one hand, you know, a few times. But we've had other hiccups, connection problems, static, drop-offs. I just get cut off in the middle of something, you know, things like that that have happened, you know, not frequently, but not infrequently. You're right in the middle there. You know what I mean? But anyway, so here we are. You're listening. I'm having technical issues with Andy here. you're listening to Andy Kimball here on the Andy Demandia Show. Amanda's not with us today. Technical issues all over the place, all over the sky, all over the internet. I don't know what the hell is going on here. But I'm just kind of, you know, a seat in my pants putting something together to take up the space here on the Andy and Amanda Show. I am going to play some more music in just a few minutes. Train of thought. And anyway. I hope everybody's doing well and feeling well and going to have a fun weekend. Holidays are here just about. End of the year is almost here. I still can't believe that. God, we started this show just before COVID hit, I think, or just during COVID, I forget, 2020. Anyway, during COVID. And it started as a conversation and met Amanda. You know, Cornell introduced me to Amanda, and I met Cornell to another associate, both of ours. And lo and behold, the Andy and Amanda Show was created on April 15th of 2020. And we were 5 days a week initially. For a while, we were a five-day-a-week show. And you wouldn't believe, folks, how much work goes into, believe it or not, even though we have a lot of fun, we're raw, we're unscripted, we're anything goes. We, you know, we talk about whatever at any given moment. There's no set agenda. Sometimes we have special guests, of course. There's an agenda to interview the guest and have them comment and speak and be part of our program. When certain news items happen, the political campaigns and the conventions we carried on our show with most of the speeches and so forth. But so you get the idea. But aside from those major type of news events and anything major happening in the news, which can include the Artemis mission to the moon, to the midterm elections, to the royalty in the UK where Amanda is, you know, anything, weather phenomenon, you know, we pretty much just talk about whatever we feel like, and we cover everything from sports to relationships and spirituality and atheism, which I am a proud atheist, to religion, to sex, and Dr. Ruth, you know, yeah, that too. Not quite like the Howard Stern show, but we've been compared to, we've had some radio people on the show who commented afterwards how much they enjoyed being on our show and the Andy Manda show, and have been compared to Howard Stern, Frasier, and Seinfeld, somewhere in there. Normally, that's probably where we fit. That's where we live. But right now, you're just hearing me BS because this show might not even make it to podcast. We don't produce a podcast, by the way. We do not produce a podcast on the show. This is a live radio show. It inherently becomes a podcast when we're done. And you can't call in then, obviously. Right now, you can call in and join me because I got nothing else to do. 515-605-988. That's how you get on this deal. Hopefully, I don't even know if the call in works. Because I couldn't get in myself. So I'm not even sure if somebody's trying. We had some callers on hold before, and I can't quite click them in. And if you want to call and just listen to the show on your phone instead of online, some people do that. You know, just when your call gets picked up, just say, hey, I just want to listen. I'm enjoying listening to you guys, and we'll put you back on hold and listen to your heart's content. If you don't want to be part of the show, don't be shy, though. No, come on, especially just me right here. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Oh, my goodness. We're going to do a, you know, I don't know what to say.
What I say is what I say. Person, woman, man, camera, TV.
Why'd I play that? Because we have some very cool things that I'm not going to announce yet happening with this show. Cornell says, man, Cornell blessed me with these numbers and these figures and these things. And Stan, I think next week we're going to make a pretty significant announcement as to where we're headed with the show. Or we're not headed, as the case may be. No, kidding. Hang in there, because I think next week, is it next week? Yeah, I'm not going to say anything right now, but I'm very... You know, it's pretty cool what we're about to do. Hey, what I want to do now is I want to play. Hey, I'm very appreciative, folks. You know, I play, believe it or not, I play guitar, write songs, I tour and travel and record. I got a bunch of albums and records and singles out and a ton of YouTube videos, a lot of guitar coaching I do. And I come on the show and just able to freeform. You're free, what do you call it? Free style, free whatever. I don't rap or anything, but you know what I'm saying. I just get to talk and it's fun. I mean, a whole bunch of shows and people have enjoyed it. But my normal gig is I am a guitar player, singer, songwriter of the blues and Americana folk music and folk rock, that kind of thing. And I have a partnership with a very well-known guitar builder in the United States called Taylor Guitars. And they are just an amazing guitar builder. They have so many different varieties of guitars, of different woods, and sometimes one-ofs and specialties that they make. And just an amazing, amazing high-tech guitar builder. Their build quality is incredible, and if you ever get to, well, they're not open to the public right now since COVID, but I wouldn't be surprised if they open soon. They're in El Cajon, California, right outside of San Diego. I think you take the 805 or something, is it down there to get to them? But anyway, listen to me, the 805, that's what we call highways in California. Like from the East Coast, it's I-95, Route 1, Route this, whatever. In the West Coast, it's the 405, the 2, the 134, you know. The five, you know. Anyway, just Taylor Guitars, you got to get in there. Laser, robotics, craftsmanship, V-class bracing, which I'm not going to go into describing right now, especially since we're probably talking to many people who don't know what bracing is in a guitar. Anyway, they're amazing instruments. And what I want to do now is I have something here called Andy Demonstrates a 356 12-string guitar demo. And I don't even know what I did for this. I have no idea. I have no idea. But I'm going to hit play. And this is me demoing a Taylor guitar, a Taylor 356. Let's take a listen. Thank you.
such a clever innocent. With which you do your sorcery. Then somehow the years just bow and let that young girl go free. I thought I was a child until you turned and smiled. I thought I knew where I was going until I heard your laughter flowing and came upon the wisdom in your eyes. Surprise. Chasing songs from town to town, thinking I'd be free so long as I never let love slow me down. So lonely and so wild until you turned and smiled. By now I should have long been gone, but here I am still looking on as if I didn't know which way to run.
Time a few years ago, I was over in Denmark with Pete and Tao, and we were playing over there at a folk festival, and it was after the wall in Berlin had come down, and it was a wild time to be over there. There was a sort of euphoric feeling, not just around that part of the world, but sort of all around the world, you know, and it seemed like things might loosen up a little bit, and people could relax or something. Didn't last for long, but it was a wild feeling. And here we were playing at this folk festival over there. Just a small little folk festival, and 30,000 people showed up. And not just from Western Europe, but from all over Europe. Some of them too young to remember a time when they could just, you know, go down the road and hang out in some other town with some other folks, just have some beers and, you know, take it easy or something. So it was a wonderful thing. 30,000 people drinking German beer for 3 days. Singing and laughing and crying. And there was Pete up there, you know, just leading everybody in all these songs that used to be important in this country, you know, a couple of decades ago. All those "We Shall Overcome" type of songs. And everybody knew the words. And I think I think they knew the words mostly due to people like Pete who'd never been afraid to go anywhere, sing for anybody, no matter what their persuasions were, political or otherwise. And it was an amazing moment to just be there. Everything was all right. Everything was fine, as a matter of fact, until Pete looked at me and said, "Harlow, why don't you sing something?" And I realized that Pete had just sung all of the songs I thought anybody might know. I didn't know what to do. I said, "Well, here's one you might know, you know, because there's more than one way that songs gets around. Made popular by that king of folk singers, Elvis Presley." Pete looked at me. Seemed like a nice guy most of the time. He had a look in his eye that said that banjo could get fairly dangerous any moment. We'd been singing them peace and love songs for decades, but folk singers would argue themselves to death years ago over what a folk song was. Didn't stop me or nothing, but I went like this. Wise men say only fools just that far through the song and realized that there were 30,000 people singing along with me. Every one of them knew the words. So Pete looked at them. And I was feeling safer. Then Pete got up, walked up to the microphone. I didn't know what he was going to say or nothing, you know. He didn't say nothing. Started playing it on the banjo. That's when I realized that Pete knew it too. Shall I say, would it be a thing if I can't help falling drinking, screaming, crying, laughing, singing people. All singing an old Elvis tune somewhere in Europe. Boy, there was something wonderful about that, you know. And I suddenly realized how proud I was to come from a country where our songs are loved and known and sung all over the world by all kinds of people. You know, also, I learned a little bit about what folk songs was about. Even what they're not about. Because sometimes it's not even about anything. I mean, here we were singing an old Elvis tune that didn't have much to say about the state of the world or something like that, but boy, more was being said by who was singing it and how they were feeling than trying to sing lots of songs that try and say a whole lot of stuff, you know? So maybe help me sing this old Elvis tune. I'll give you the words, like Pete would. Easy. Wise men say, wise men, only fools rush in, only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I say, shall I say,
I think, again, this, I don't know what's coming out over the show here, because it sounds pretty staticky, like an ocean wave to me, on and off. We should have heard Andy Kimball, that's me, demoing a Taylor 356 12-string guitar briefly. And then followed by Jackson Browne live. I thought I was a child, followed by none other than the great Arlo Guthrie live as well. And we're going to have some additional live recordings here that we have on the Andy Amanda Show in just a few moments. I want to, again, welcome everybody on board this kind of makeshift, kind of half-assed show, this particular episode, because there's some technical glitches, and I don't know what the hell's going on, so I'm just kind of winging it. Doing the best I can, hopefully entertaining you, hopefully playing some music that we can all appreciate and get into. You go to the website here on Block Talk Radio it's blocktalkradio.com/Andy and Amanda Show. You can chime into any one of the several hundred episodes we've been doing since April 15th of 2020. A lot of fun, a lot of laughs, sharing a lot of stories. Some make you cry, some make you happy and laugh, and had a lot of great guests along the way. We have some great guests coming up. As a matter of fact, as I said earlier in a previous show, Representative Jamie Raskin, part of the January 6th Congressional Investigative Committee, is going to be on board talking about what's going on there and what's going on in Congress and how they're preparing for the GOP majority rule starting January in Congress. A very slim majority rule. It's not going to be easy for them because the Democrats have a huge population there. So it's very slim, literally a few. You know, a couple of people might jump from Republican to Democrat. That won't happen, but it has in the past, you know, and that would be the end of that. But anyway, wishful thinking, eh? If the Republicans had an agenda, folks, and I've voted for Republicans, so I'm independent. So, you know, I'm not Republican bashing. Believe me, I'm not. But if they had an agenda, maybe I'd be more talk more proudly about them. But they don't. No agenda whatsoever. All they do is veto and knock things that would better life, better experiences, create more jobs, do things for infrastructure, improve education, improve health care, reduce pharmaceutical prescription prices, improve railroads, highways, airports, skyways, you know, make just anything, you know, tax breaks in the middle class, not the upper class like Trump did. You know, in California, Trump's tax cuts cost us more money. So there was no tax cuts here. No tax cuts for the middle class overall. This is rich crony friends got tax cuts. The greatest tax increase ever in history. Bullshit. Everything he's done, he's the greatest, right? Trump. Guy's going to be indicted. You know, Trump is a criminal. There's no doubt whatsoever the guy has committed several crimes that we've been privy to. We've seen it. We've heard it. We've watched it. We've read it. His admissions that he had, that he took documentation, classified documentation, on his, what you call truth, whatever, that bogus platform he started, and he's the only subscriber. No, I'm exaggerating, but he might as well be. And where he said, hey, how about Hillary's, I don't see anybody invading Hillary Clinton's for 33,000 emails, da-da-da-da. What harm did that do? And there was no communication. It was gone over so many times with a fine-tooth comb that those emails and the communications that she had were totally harmless. There was no top secrets. There was no government. There was no classified, no nothing that was discussed or talked about in those emails. Lock her up. Lock her up. What the fuck is that about? Lock her up. How about locking him up? Well, he's going to be locked up. If he's not, I'd be very surprised. He committed a crime, many of them. Many. Many. Some federal. Some felonies. Election fraud, the stealing of government classified top secret documentation outlining nuclear plans and locations of our allies, weaponry of our allies in a hallway in the Mar-a-Lago, Mary-Lago, whatever it's called down there. Anyway, I'm not going to start talking about that crap now. Oh, my. Unless you want me to. I don't think you do. I don't feel like it, actually. Anyway, here we are on the Andy Amanda Show. This Friday, the 2nd of December, can't believe that the month is of December, the 12th month of 2022, is already here. Just, you know, I can't believe it myself. Is that really true?
Are we clear?
It is, isn't it? Oh, I guess so. You know, I guess I'm clear. I was going to play, I don't know if anybody here, friends, has had opportunity to taste any one of the various blends of beer by the Kona Brewing Company, Hawaii blended beer, Kona beer. And believe me, I was introduced to us touring Hawaii. I've done several shows there, including show on Hawaii Public Radio in front of a live ticketed audience, which is great, in their Atherton studios there. Fabulous. And the people who preceded me and played there after my performance there, I just went ahead and tuned in. Who else plays there? And the names are incredible. Some mentors of mine, some great players. I can't believe I was honored to be able to be part of that program there and do a live show and a live interview on Hawaii Public Radio and then a concert at the Atherton Studios in Hawaii. Anyway, what was I talking about that for? Oh, yeah, that's how I discovered, and when I discovered, by the guy who booked my tours there and my shows, who's also an incredible, by the way, singer-songwriter, none other than James McCarthy. He's incredible. He's a great storyteller. He does a lot of Celtic, Irish, Northwest Passage, folk music, Canadian singer-songwriter, Irish singer-songwriter, an actor. He's a remarkable accomplishments, a remarkable guy, and has helped me in Hawaii, and much appreciated, really, you know, what he's done for me over there. But anyway, regardless of that, he introduced me to Kona beer. James McCarthy did. And after I had my first one, and they have actually breweries, like restaurant breweries over in Hawaii, and it's a great beer. It truly is. And they have variety. I go at Total Wine, and I get the variety pack, and something for everybody, Kona beer.
Our home, Kailua Kona, is a special place. It's an eclectic town surrounded by the most beautiful water on the planet, filled with inspiration and beauty.
In Hawaii, we celebrate family and friends, and it's the golden hour that we do it.
We couldn't help but be inspired by the golden light from Kona to produce Kona Light, our latest blonde ale brewed with real tropical mango. With 99 calories and a taste of island life, our Ohana is sure to enjoy the easy drinking, refreshing flavors of Kona Light. There's no better way to celebrate a day well lived than enjoying a Kona Light with family and friends, soaking it all in, knowing we are exactly where we want to be. Kona Brewing Company. One life, right?
Be right with you, folks. This is crazy as shit. I don't know what's going on here, if we're still on or not. Block Talk Radio is really, really messed up today. I have no idea. I can't even get in. I might be talking. I don't know. I give up. Oh, my. What's a mother to do? You know what I'm saying? Hang in there. Okay, at this point, you're going to have to listen to me. Bear with me here for a minute while I try to figure this out. Don't go away. Don't go. I got some great tune I'm going to play for you in a minute here, so hang in there. There we go. Hold on, folks. Hang in there. Hang in there. Almost done. Let's see. I'm going to play a tune. This is me. I'm going to play an Andy Kimball tune. The tune's solid. Yeah, tune's called Thanksgiving Eve. Then we're going to get out of here. Folks, thanks so much for listening. Andy Kimball coming up here. The song's called Thanksgiving Eve. It's not released, I don't think, on a record yet. It might be. You have to check Spotify. Anyway, here we go. Andy Kimball, Thanksgiving Eve.
So easy to dream of the days gone by.
hard thing to think of times to come. But the grace to accept every moment as a gift is a gift that is given to some. What can you do with our days but work and hope? Let your dreams find your work to your play. What can you do with each moment of your life but love till you've loved it away? Love till you've loved it away. There are sorrows enough for the whole world's end. There are no guarantees but the grave. And the life that I live and the time that I have spent are a treasure too precious to save. What can you do with our days but work and hope? Let your dreams find your work to your play. What can you do with each moment of your life but love till you've loved it away? Love till you've loved it away. As it was, so it is. As it is, shall it be. And it shall be while lips that kiss have breath. Many waters indeed, only nature's love steed. And its flower overshadows the power of death. What can you do with your days but work and hope? Let your dreams find your work to your play. What can you do with each moment of your life but love till you've loved it away? Love till you've loved it away. Love till you've loved it away.
Have a good weekend, folks. This has been fun. Crazy show. Sorry about all the delays and the, you know, technical issues today. Have a great weekend, and that'll call it a day here on this December 2nd, 2022 show. All the very best to everybody. Be safe. Be strong. Have a great weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing you Monday on the 5th, I guess, is that right? Yeah, the 5th of December, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hopefully Amanda will be back with us for the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday show, 6 p.m. In New York, Eastern Standard Time, whatever time that is around the world, we're there on Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you then. Take care. Have a good weekend. Bye.